I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. San Diego mystery writer Corey Lynn Feynman is releasing a new book with a mysterious origin story of its own. The Deadly Stingery is set in 1891 San Diego, where the dusty frontier city is about to welcome its first visit by a U.S. President, Benjamin Harrison. Based on a recently discovered manuscript, this story is steeped in early San Diego history and follows a 14-year-old Chinese orphan and his notable friends, a notorious gunslinger, a former Buffalo soldier, a crusading female attorney, and the world's greatest detective, who saved the president and the Union on the day of Harrison's visit. Jolie Tunnell, author of the Idlewild mystery series, calls The Deadly Stingery a singular and smart Wild West mystery. And here to talk about this confluence of historical lore and literature is Corey Lynn Feynman, the award-winning author of 7 books, including his celebrated Raleigh Waters mystery series. Corey, it's great to have you back with us on Inside Art.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Corey, this book seems to have chosen you rather than it as far as the subject.
Yeah, it has. It did. It's interesting. It's taken me longer to write than any other book. I wrote 2 in between the time that I started it and finished it. But I had moved downtown to a condo downtown, and we were right across the street from the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum. And that was kind of the beginning of things.
Well, what happened from there, if you're okay to share that?
Yeah, well, I can share a few things. I don't want to give away too much, but we went to the museum a few times, and I learned some more about the history of Chinatown here in San Diego, and I got interested in that, thought there might be some things to write about, so I went back to that era, and of course, it's also the time of what's called the Stingery District, which is where the Gas Lamp District is now, and one of the more notorious neighborhoods in the country, really. I mean, as Wild West got in its time. So that led me to find out about Wyatt Earp being here at that time. And suddenly I had these different characters that I'd heard about who were kind of coming together in the same year.
And they're all brought together in this story that I believe you bill yourself more as an editor as opposed to an author here.
Yeah, I'd say I'm both. I, we have to qualify it as fiction in the end because we don't have any proof that some of these things happened. And there's a few that we had to put together in certain ways. But there is a lot of true history in the book related to Wyatt Earp, related to several of the other characters that appear in the book. So a lot of this did happen. We don't know that if it happened this way, and this is certainly an insider look at that.
Well, let's talk about some of these characters here. Then the central figure is a 14-year-old Chinese orphan, Jonathan Kong.
Yeah, he's the one it's hard to nail down. There's a few bits of history about this young guy when he was older and worked as a printer and a couple of things, but that's really all there is to it. So there's a lot of speculation about him. He's not as famous as the others who appear in the story.
Yet he puts himself, or he is by circumstance, thrown into a world, kind of a seamy side of old San Diego there that people don't maybe know about.
Yeah, absolutely the seamy side. And that's what I was referring to with the Stingery. Chinatown at that time and the Stingery District were really back to back. So they were part and parcel of the same kind of low-down neighborhood. And so he's an orphan, and he's managed to scratch out a business for himself, carrying laundry and picking up whatever other kind of work he can do. So he's working in that area, and so he has to deal with a lot of ne'er-do-wells. There was a place called The Cribs, which was this really awful prostitution area that was about as low down as kind of prostitution houses can get, was in the area. So he meets the madams there, and he has to clean their laundry and take it around, so he gets to know them. And so he also gets to know all the bad guys that are hanging around them.
Well, where does the president fit in here?
Yes. Well, that's the other very interesting thing that I found out was 1891 was the first presidential visit to San Diego. Benjamin Harrison came to San Diego It was the first time a president had been here. It was all kind of related to the railroads being built. San Diego desperately tried to get a major railroad built to come to San Diego from the east. We lost out to Los Angeles. But the president came here as part of that process of showing off the city. It was interesting to find that maybe there were some people in town who weren't too fond of him.
People with nefarious intent, I presume, for a mystery. Part of the story, as you mentioned, Wyatt Earp, a legendary figure.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp, you know, at this point, he was, I guess we'd call him middle-aged by this point. Middle-aged, married to Josie, and he was a land speculator here. He did gambling, too, but he owned a lot of land here. That's the other thing that happened at this time. It will be familiar history to anybody who's lived in San Diego for a while, but there was wild land speculation, and the city grew and grew as people came in to speculate. And we went from, this is one of the really interesting things I learned, in about 4 years before 1891, the city grew from 8,000 people to 32,000 people.
It's massive.
In 3 years. And then there was a crash, a real estate crash. And within the next 2 years, the population went back down from 32,000 to about 16,000. So big jump up and a big jump down.
Well, how does young Master Jonathan Kong come in contact with Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp ran brothels and he ran gambling houses. And our young man decides that he's going to go try to get a job doing the laundry for his brothel. Now, Jonathan also has a, we'll say in quotes, girlfriend who's now working for Wyatt Earp's bordello. So he wants to try to get to see her, but that's kind of his background reason. But he's also going to get a job out of it.
And who are some of the other central characters that are part of the story?
Well, one of the most interesting was a woman I found out about who lived in San Diego at the time. Her name was Clara Foltz, and she ran a newspaper here in town. She was divorced and raising her kids on her own and came to San Diego because she saw the excitement happening here too. So she ran a newspaper here. She's not as, she's better known in Los Angeles because she started the first public defender's office in California. She was the first woman to get a law degree in California. So she was quite a force. And in fact, in Los Angeles, the courthouse is now named after Clara Foltz. So she was quite a character who I'd never heard of before.
We're talking with Corey Lynn Fehman, the author of The Deadly Stingery, about to be released. And there'll be a release party coming up in the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum there downtown.
Yeah, it was great. I was glad they were available for this. It's on Saturday, the November 22nd at 4:30. We're doing a book release party. And it's nice. We get to talk about the book right there where Jonathan may have been at one point.
Well, what did you discover along the way about this community? You know, you've done writing, you know, based on San Diego history for a number of years. It seems to be, you know, your raison d'être as a as an author in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like writing about San Diego. When I started doing it, I said, I think that's what I want to make my main topic. You know, I have that contemporary series about it, and I've done two historical fictions now. I think that some of the things were this kind of echo the land kind of speculation, the way we have housing rises and fall offs still. But some of the other things were how it was just this kind of disaster of people, of the land speculation failing. We actually ended up with, even though we lost a lot of people, we still ended up with twice as many people as had been there 5 years earlier. So in a sense, it's kind of the beginning of modern San Diego. Interestingly enough, it's also the time when the Hotel Del was finished. And so there were a lot of different things going on. Kate Sessions was just starting her work in terms of, beautifying San Diego. And she made her first kind of negotiations with the city government to start planting trees in Balboa Park. So that was very interesting. And then also there's this, the southern part of San Diego County was really purely agricultural at the time. And there was very little, you know, separation between Baja California and San Diego at the time. So that's wide open and purely agricultural at the time. So lots of interesting stuff about the history.
Well, Corey, in this particular case, you're not following a detective like you have over so many novels, like in the Raleigh Waters series. So how is that different for you in storytelling terms?
Yeah, it is a little different. I mean, particularly because the Raleigh Waters series is contemporary. So I'm writing about San Diego right now. In the case of that story, the private detective is also a musician, and I was a musician here for many years. So that's, I don't want to say it's easier, but it's more familiar. Whereas in this book, I really had to go back and do the research and look into the things that were going on back then. And also, this was the first person narrative, which Raleigh Waters is what we call third person. I tell you what he's doing, whereas this one is from the character's point of view. So a very different outlook. And this character isn't a detective, but he's probably going to be a pretty good one by the time the story's over.
All right. What do you hope the readers take away from your story overall?
I hope they have a really good time reading it. It's a great story, first of all. And I hope they decide that San Diego was quite a fascinating place even back in 1891.
Well, Corey Lynn Fehman, congratulations again for The Deadly Stingery, which will have its release party open to the public at the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum on 3rd Avenue downtown on November 22nd. And again, we appreciate you coming on Inside Art to talk about it.
You bet. Thank you.
The Deadly Stingery by Jonathan Kong and Corey Lynn Fehman is published by Constellation Press and available at bookshop.org and CoreyLynnFehman.com, where you can RSVP for the Deadly Stingery release party Saturday, November 22nd at 4:30 p.m. at the San Diego Chinese Historical Museum on 3rd Avenue downtown. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Our theme is created and performed by Bill Mays, whose music is available at billmays.net. Again, my thanks to Corey Lynn Fehman and Aaron Goldberg. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art. Breaking Jazz is next.